Hello everyone, this is Will.
And this is Alex.
And welcome back to another episode of They Mostly Come Out at Night.
Mostly.
Now you usually ask this question, but how do you feel right now?
I don't feel.
Are you incapable of feeling right now?
I'm incapable of feeling.
Because I think I might be too. Oh, wow. Now, I had posted this all over our social media pages.
Yeah, so it wasn't a surprise.
No.
Not to you. Well, not to me, because I have had previous experience with this movie.
Yeah, but not the whole movie.
No.
So we watched Beware the Blob, 1972.
Yes. The sequel to The Blob from 1958.
And all I can say is beware this movie because... Yes. Holy shit, does it fuck you in the ass.
Fuckery is the word.
It doesn't have like, you know, redeeming quality. It has redeeming fuckery.
Yeah.
I will remember this
movie. Does it even have redeeming fuckery, though?
Not redeeming, but I will remember this movie.
Oh, I know.
How bad it is.
I know you will. I know.
Like, wow.
Because you felt many things. Watching the first, like, 40 minutes of this?
Mostly pain.
You were feeling many emotions.
Like, any normal, sane person would have turned this off at, like, the maybe 20-minute
opening
mark.
Credits?
Well, I mean, that's
the
good...
first couple?
Yeah.
The first time someone opens their mouth?
Yeah. Okay, so I think we need to explain this, because we actually looked this up, because I didn't think it was real. So you kept saying throughout the whole movie that you thought this movie was ad-libbed, right?
Yes, because people just kind of like babble over each other.
They'll babble or repeat things that people just said and like...
Like there's no... Or they repeat what they say.
Yeah.
Over and over. And there's no focus in any conversations. And people will just talk to like fill time.
Now we... We were so confused by this that we actually looked it up.
Yeah.
Turns out, the movie, pretty much all of it is ad-libbed.
Yes.
Not well ad-libbed, mind you.
Mm-hmm.
Just
very
the worst improvisational skills I've ever seen in my entire life. Like, was the script that bad that they needed to...
I have no idea.
Like...
Maybe.
Was the script worse is what I'm really
thinking.
I want
to know that.
Like...
I want to know.
Like, how bad was the script that everyone was like, yeah, nah, fuck that. I'm gonna ad-lib my lines.
We're gonna ad-lib all these lines that aren't even funny. At all.
I just don't understand. How does a movie like this exist?
I don't understand anything.
Did it get a theatrical release?
I assume it did, yes.
How?
I don't know. Because The Blob?
This is...
Because someone paid money to make this piece of crap?
This movie has to be, well, up there with some of the worst movies I've ever watched.
I think this will be one of those movies that you will never, ever forget in your entire life.
I can't, even though ever. I want to.
No,
but
you don't want
nothing
to.
Nothing will...
Because you want to remember. You want to remember how much a movie hurt you. You want to remember how much this movie hurt your non-existent soul.
Like, this entire podcast, I just want to bitch about how bad this movie is, but I know we need to explain what actually happens in the movie so people can stay far away from this movie.
Please watch this movie.
Don't watch this
Please
movie.
Please watch this.
Beware the Blob.
Please
and
watch
I mean,
this movie.
And by Beware the Blob, I mean Beware the Movie, Beware the Blob.
Please all right, watch this movie.
So let's start. I guess we'll go into it. It's been, you know, we had 4 minutes of bitching. Now we'll get into the movie. Okay, so how would you describe the opening credits?
Cheery. Like ice cream truck music.
Yeah, it's like ice cream truck music with a kitten.
An adorable little kitten.
Frolicking through a field.
A field of flowers.
It looks...
Okay.
It looks
Is that like, how you open your
it, it
horror movie?
It looks like the opening to like a children's show.
Yes. Yes, it does.
And then all of a sudden,
this is how you open a horror movie.
Like this cat is just like frolicking through this field.
Yeah.
And then they just, like, will, like, edit in, like, screaming sounds.
In the middle of this, like, cheery music.
Yeah.
How'd that make you feel?
I don't know how this movie makes me feel. Angry, upset, confused on why we watched all an hour 27 minutes of it. I don't know. Well,
why did we watch an hour and 27 minutes of it?
I don't know. I wanted to turn it off every single moment.
I'm shocked you didn't. I'm shocked. I turned it off.
I was so close to turning it off.
I tried watching this like a year or two ago, and I turned it off like 30 minutes in.
Yeah.
I said, fuck this piece of shit, and I turned it off. Today, I had to finish what I missed out on. You know what I missed out on, Will? Not a goddamn thing.
Not absolutely nothing.
I missed out on one scene that I will get to with the bathtub.
Oh, yes.
That's the one thing that I regret missing out on. Because my life is complete now. The rest of it is bullshit.
All right, so...
The cheery, happy credits end,
and then we get this
couple.
This is hard to explain. I don't know exactly is going on in this scene.
The husband is in a tent.
So the woman comes home,
and she says, "I got your salmon eggs."
Yeah, I got your salmon eggs. Oh, you found them. Blah blah blah. Like, oh, I got, like, you know, she's just come home from the grocery store, I guess.
Yes.
And she comes in, and the dude comes out of a fucking tent in their living room.
In their living room. And he has a fucking, like, all the camping gear right there.
And she's like, where'd you put my beer? Where'd you put my beer? And, like, she's like, it's in your tackle box. Now, this is the biggest fucking tackle box I have ever seen.
You find out why, though.
Because it's not a... It's not a tackle box.
Yes, later on you find out it's a steamer
trunk. It's a steamer trunk full of beer.
Yes.
It's a goddamn steamer trunk full of beer. It's not a tackle box at all. He has hooks on top. That's it. That's the only thing that makes it a tackle box. He's camping in their living room and storing a bunch of beer in a steamer trunk that he calls the tackle box.
Why?
I don't know. Because I think this movie was trying to go for a dark comedy. I think...
Hold on. You think? This is 100% trying to be funny.
Yeah. That's the key word, though. Trying.
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, they tried.
Try? Where was the try? Was this funny?
No.
Was it funny when he goes up to his wife and they start, like, macking on each other for, like, 2 minutes, saying, like... Like, just nonsense.
Incoherent nonsense. Just like, oh, yeah. Nah, nah, nah,
nah, nah, yeah, I missed you. Yeah. And then she's like,
you've been gone for so long.
Oh, I missed those blue jeans. And, like, nonsense.
And then
ad-libbed.
She goes and tries to put something in the freezer and finds this canister.
It says, what does it say on it? Like lethal
biohazard waste, yes, or something like that.
You know,
like
it
that
says this because when she carries it out, she makes very sure that the text on the canister, and it's like, you know what it looks like? It looks like a fucking thermos.
Yeah.
It's a goddamn thermos.
It's a thermos.
But someone wrote on it, like, lethal, blah, blah, blah. And she faces that towards the camera, and then it's like, what is this? And eventually we find out that he found this in a construction site.
Yeah, it was like fishing at a construction site or something.
Somewhere where it's freezing.
Yeah, and they had pushed it. No, like he's like a, I don't know what he, I, it.
You know what he is? Well, he's a man who camps in his living room.
He said they pushed it off some, like, frozen piece of something, and he took it because I guess he was interested in, I have no idea.
He took it because the movie has to exist.
The conversations in this movie are just
bullshit.
Ridiculous. Like, they don't make any sense. So, she, like, here's an example of a really bad ad-lib. She, like, backs up onto the canister, and he's like, oh, did you burn yourself? I'll kiss the blue spot better.
Yeah.
Did you freezer burn yourself? Like, and she's like, well, you can keep it as long as it's not in my freezer.
Remember when the fucking like flower pot gets knocked over? One of the flower pots? And she picks it up and she's like, oh, you knocked over my thing. That's one of my favorite things.
You knocked over my 50 cent vase. That's my favorite 50 cent vase.
Yes, but she says thing.
Yeah.
Because again, they just made it up on the spot. Thing, yeah.
It's like they took the actors and just threw them into the scenes and were just like, here's what's going to happen.
They just have like the props.
Yeah, here's what's going to happen. This is what you do. So, make it up as you go.
Do you understand what this means, Will? Because obviously they put the actors in there and they're ad-libbing with the props already there, correct?
Yeah.
This means that some fucking moron put a fucking tent in someone's goddamn living room.
Yeah.
And a whatever the fuck case with beer in it. And they were like, hey, fuckface, go in there and just talk.
Go wild, kid.
Go wild, because every moment of every scene in this movie that has a person in it, they are talking. There is no moment in this where someone just shuts the fuck up and you get silence.
No, they all have to have that at...
Yes.
They wanted, like, I guess they wanted their moment of, like, I ad-libbed that line.
And... this movie is like a fucking annoying child that won't stop nagging you.
Exactly.
It just doesn't stop. And it's just, it's, and even if like there's nothing to talk about, they'll just repeat what they said.
Yes.
Over and over.
Like, seriously, one woman spends about 2 minutes straight talking to a cat.
Yes.
Talking to a cat.
You know what she says, you're hungry. But she says that like over and over.
Oh, you're hungry.
And over.
Don't worry.
And
Mama got you food. Mama got you food. Mama got you food. Oh, it's clams. It's clams. It's clams. Like, it's just like an example of how they talk. Like, oh, I know you're hungry. I know you're hungry. You're a good kitty. 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 Like,
it never stops.
It's so annoying.
It
like, I was even annoyed by me just saying that because it reminded me of that
nags
scene.
You. This movie nags you into submission.
Oh, we are getting off on tirades. We need to...
You can't resist.
We need to... I need to try and explain this movie so we can get this over.
It's just the opening scene, Will.
I know. We haven't even gotten past... We haven't even gotten to the blob yet.
Whatever. It gets out because... okay, they forget that they left it out.
I think we should talk about our favorite scene, though.
We will.
Is when he... when she's, like, feeding the cat. He goes back into the living room.
Oh, God.
And yeah, you forgot about
this? That's my second favorite
scene.
Excuse me.
So he takes a flower vase and puts the flowers in, I don't even know, I think just on the ground or something.
Whatever, they're plastic.
And then he pours the water out and then just starts pouring a bunch of beer into the flower vase.
And the next time she sees him,
he's just drinking out of this flower vase.
And it's like...
it's like a square, a big square flower vase.
Big fucking square.
Yeah.
What?
This is what happens when you get B-movie actors to ad-lib everything.
Oh, for fuck's sake. That's not even... I feel like they just told him, like, okay, you're supposed to dump these flowers out and pour beer in it and then just make up what you say. Like...
how do you come... I feel bad for the actors. How do you come up with an ad-lib after being told that you have to pour a bunch of beer into a flower vase? You don't. And that's exactly what they did, because they don't... they just repeat things. So, they go into the room, the cat is eating, and the blob falls on the floor.
And eats the cat.
Eats the cat.
Drags the cat out of the window.
Drags the cat outside. And then the woman...
goes outside.
It's like, kitty, come here. Like, whatever his name is, I don't even remember.
Whatever. She goes outside.
Says his name, like, a billion times.
Well, you can't stop talking, Will.
No. No one in this movie can stop talking.
This movie can't shut up. It's impossible.
So she goes outside looking for the cat, and the blob gets her. And then the blob starts going inside. And the guy, you know, gets another beer. Doesn't even notice the cat.
Forget. After it eats her, it cuts to the kids. Our main woman, our main character, remember? Mm-hmm. Cuts to her.
Oh, that's right. They're in the house. And they're getting ready for a party.
And I just know in this scene you were dying. You were dying inside.
Oh, because they're just like, they're like ad-libbing, but they're supposed to be these like hippie, free, like loving, like, you know, essentially what were hipsters back then, talking this just bullshit ad-libbing.
And it's horrible. The acting is shit.
I don't remember anything they said, but I just remember it was god-awful. It
is, the acting is shit. The lines are shit. It's all shit.
There's no lines because they were ad-libbing everything, yes. But it's all shit.
And then some fucking idiot with a guitar walks in and his girlfriend, and I just know that you died inside.
I did.
Because you're like, oh, yeah. Fuck, no. No. We're going to get a song. And guess what? We did get a song later.
Later. Not later. Then. Thank God.
So then after this, it cuts to the guy sitting down, and it eats his ass.
Yeah, he's like trying to change the channel. He's watching the old Blob that this is a sequel to.
Yes, he's watching it on TV.
I just used air quotes there. I don't know how you can consider this a sequel.
It's better. But it's the greatest sequel ever.
He even went into the kitchen. How did he not notice the canister open? The canister has been on the counter for God knows how long now, and he didn't even notice it.
Well, I got nothing.
I know you couldn't answer me, but like what the fuck?
I can't answer you because then it wouldn't have a scene where he sits down ass first into the blob.
Yeah.
Because he's like changing, the TV starts fucking up. He's like sits up and then the blob like slides into the chair.
And then he sits down.
And then he sits down and bleh, whatever. And then it cuts to a Boy Scout troop.
So is the girl's driving to go get her boyfriend, or whoever?
No, she's driving to visit these two, remember?
Oh, that's right, to get the present for her boyfriend. To get the present,
yes. So she's driving, and there's this fucking troop of Boy Scouts talking bullshit. Okay, fuck this scene, we're not gonna talk about it, doesn't matter. Doesn't
well, you gotta at least mention the end where, like, say goodbye, goodbye, say goodbye, goodbye, oh. Say goodbye, goodbye, say goodbye, goodbye. Like,
yeah, he's,
seriously.
When she's leaving, he's, like, yelling to say goodbye to
they
her.
They say it, like, four times.
Yes, and then they run.
Because they don't know the what else to say. This is what happens when you get actors who don't know how to ad-lib to ad-lib every single scene.
Yes, because they're not comedians.
They have no idea what to do, they just repeat things.
They're not comedians, so yes. That's what happens. Then they run up a mountain, and one of them falls over, and some bullshit.
Get up! Yeah, yeah!
And she gets to the fucking house.
Boyfriend or whatever, I don't know.
Just the house.
Yeah.
And she sees her, like, gift.
And oh, that's right,
it's,
yeah.
It's, like, on the trash can. She picks it up and walks in the room, and
she's talking to herself this entire time. Like,
everyone talks to themselves. Like, oh, what a pretty present. You did such a good job. Blah, 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 blah.
Even though later she says they both put it together, but then I don't even know. So she walks into the living room, and this guy is just like covered in this blob thing. And like,
excuse me. He's covered in yellow.
Well, yeah. And he's like, and then like she's like starts screaming, and they just start screaming back and forth at each other, and then her her true hero moment, she runs the fuck away.
Runs the fuck away.
She just
gets
runs
in her
away.
Car and bails.
And you think the first stop would be the police, right?
No,
she goes to her boyfriend. She goes to her boyfriend.
Well, don't forget she also runs this asshole off the road.
She doesn't forget the present though. Remember?
Of course not.
No, she grabs the present.
Of course not.
Oh yeah. Oh god. Yes. She runs the most annoying person in the entire movie off the road.
And that says a lot because they're all annoying. So that says a lot.
I think he takes the cake because every time he was on screen, I wanted to fucking kill myself.
Because those scenes are supposed to be funny.
I wanted to stop every time he was on screen. I wanted to stop the movie because he is that annoying in this
movie.
And
it's supposed to be funny.
Well, it's supposed to be funny, but it's not.
It ain't funny.
So
it's
tragic. She runs him off the road. He waits till she's like, you know, 5 miles down the
road.
And
throws a beer can at her. Because he's transporting beer.
He just dumps a bunch of beer on the road. And then, you know, she gets to her boyfriend's house.
And there's like these weirdo hobos that live there.
Yeah.
And, like, okay, she gets her boyfriend.
She goes in, gets her boyfriend.
One of the hobos is, like, petting her car. Remember?
Yeah, petting her car and then, like, pats it.
And then, like, they're driving away and they, like, freak out.
And they almost run him over and, like, I don't...
Comedy!
And she's, like, freaking out and she's like, this thing attacked these people, like, you know, they're both dead, like, we need to go get the cops and stuff. So they decide to drive back to the house.
Pause.
But...
No, pause, Will. I have to remind you of your favorite scene. The Boy Scout scene with the clickers, remember?
Oh, yeah.
Wasn't that funny?
Yeah, so it's just a scene where the Boy Scout master gets really annoyed at all these boys clicking. Like, in the 70s, they had those, like...
They're two
marbles on a string that you click together and they make a weird sound, or you can flip them and they like clack together. And so he's just taking them away from every, like, it's a 5-minute scene of him just taking these things away from these boys while they're trying to start a fire. And then one of them just lights a piece of toilet paper on fire and says they started the fire.
Wasn't it funny?
No.
No.
Because I don't think these people get comedy.
No. This is like a movie made by weird aliens.
Like, they think that annoying us is funny, apparently. Yes. I mean, it's a giant troll movie, maybe.
A guy who's covered in jello, and then the next scene is these idiots clacking marbles.
Yeah.
Ooh, man, this is just...
Comedy.
Great.
Comedy gold.
Good shit. You know what that is, Will? That's the good shit.
Comedy gold.
That's the good shit.
So then we get the girl... So instead...
She goes back to the house.
We forgot about the scene with the fuckface on... Oh, my God. So he's talking to the cops.
What fuckface? They're all fuckfaces.
No, the annoying guy that gets ran off the road.
Oh, yeah.
He's talking to the cops.
They drive past him.
And he's like... the guy's like, well, did you get a license plate? And, like, the guy's like, this is true ad-libbing here. Well, the car had a license plate, but it drove away from, like... It's like, no fucking shit, Sherlock. Every goddamn car has a fucking license plate. He's like, well, it had a license plate, but it drove down the road.
Fuck this movie.
He didn't even say, like, oh, yeah, you know, like, no, like, she was going too fast. It was like, well, it had a license plate, but it drove down the road.
And drives past them again. Yeah. And he's like, stop the car, arrest them.
He picks up a can to throw it and then stops and then drops the can. Like, you could tell, like... They didn't know what the fuck to do with any of these scenes. So, they drive back to the...
Fuck this movie.
Yeah, seriously.
Fuck it.
It's a piece of shit.
This is the first 20 minutes. Fuck this movie.
So they go back to the house. She tries to show him the blob.
Nothing there.
There's no one there.
There's nothing anywhere.
No people there. He thinks she's crazy. They get back in the car. And he says he's gonna make her avocado toast.
No, fuck.
With no.
No, you fuck.
Oh no.
Avocado sandwich.
Avocado sandwich with no bacon.
The first time he says no bacon. No bacon. This is important.
And he's like playing it off like it's this huge joke, like, you know, like avocado sandwich is so funny, like, and trying to lighten her up. And then they get to his house.
Hold on. Excuse you.
Oh, wait, no, sorry. They go back. Remember when they go back out of the house and it's nighttime?
Yes.
And then all the cops are there.
They talk to them again, but they just leave.
Well, they talk to him and like, oh.
Oh, that fuckface is there again and he whines some more. Yeah, he's
like, I'd like to make a citizen's arrest. You stop there and I'm going to arrest you.
Everyone drives away.
Of course, I can act better than this guy.
Yeah.
So,
hold on, though. Before the avocado sandwich. My breaking moment happened.
Okay.
The scene where I said... Okay, actually, we forgot. There is a scene... There were two scenes before this, okay? There is a scene where the two assholes, one with a guitar, are
singing. Oh, yeah. Do you... Okay. Sorry. I tried to forget this scene.
I know why you tried to forget this scene. And it's because that motherfucker can't sing.
No, but, and he's singing in this echoey tunnel.
Matter of fact, I could probably sing better than him.
I know I could.
Yes.
Anyone could.
Yes. And after he stops singing his bullshit song, they start talking, and it's all ad-libbed, and the woman literally has no clue what to say, because there's one scene where she's just like, do you like, do you like the sound of my voice? Okay, that is verbatim.
Yeah, that is literally a line in the movie.
Verbatim!
Yep.
Okay, now, if that happens, wouldn't you, I don't know, yell cut? And start the fuck over?
Well, you would think, with any of these performances, you'd probably say, like, you know what, we're just gonna, you know, this movie doesn't need to be made.
You know what you do when you make this movie? You film one scene, and then you say, fuck this shit, and then you go jump off a bridge. and then we wouldn't have to be here talking about it.
If I was a filmmaker working on this film, I would get to one scene doing the ad-lib and be like, nah, fuck this shit, you're all doing a script. You guys are terrible at this. Like, this is...
You will make up a script.
I will write a script right now. I'm going to postpone filming because this is not working. You guys suck at ad-libbing. No.
So that bullshit scene happens. A cop comes in and, like, tries to arrest them for something.
Well, like, one of the cops comes down and is like, hey, sheriff called us, like, cops in trouble. Yeah. And the guy's like, no, I'm going to stay here.
He's refusing.
And he's like, oh, come on, like...
We got to go. Cops in
just
trouble.
Just leave these kids, like, no.
They're just kids. They're not doing anything.
No, I'm gonna stay here.
Yeah. Land what happens to him, Will?
He gets consumed by the blob.
Yes.
And then I guess we just guess that the other two do too, because they're never seen again. Thank God.
Thank God.
Thank God.
The movie did a good thing, because I never have to
of course,
see them again.
That fuckface lives.
Then.
But.
Then. We go to the barbershop. Yes. My personal breaking point. When I first tried watching this movie, this was the scene I turned it off.
So a kid goes into
a hippie
goes into a barber shop and is like, are you a barber? And the guy's like, I'm not a barber. I am a sculptor.
A sculptor. A stylist. No, a sculptor.
Blow it out your ass.
Fuck it. Suck my dick.
So he's like, I'd like a haircut.
That'll be $400.
That's going to be $400.
And he's like, okay.
Okay. I got money in this pocket and this pocket. And, oh, we'll take care of the money later.
Yeah.
But I'm going to have to shampoo your hair. It's going to be another $200.
It's $200 for the shampoo.
Shampoo alone.
He's like, okay.
Okay. He starts washing his hair. He's like, oh, that feels that feels nice.
Oh, that feels good. You're good.
You're good.
Good at your job.
As the guy's like putting this shampoo in this guy's hair, the blob starts to come through the drain. And he's like, "Oh, yeah. This is great. All right, let's get you back under." And then like
he dunks his fucking head in
there. Dunks his head and then into the blob, and then the barber's dead.
Now, okay. I don't even know where to begin with this thing.
It is so bad.
It's like an SNL skit.
It seriously.
A really bad SNL skit.
The kid reminded me of like Andy some of the characters Samberg has done.
Yes.
Like just this really awkward.
Yes.
Like, just.
Yes.
Dressed in all denim. Everything denim. These huge bottle...
A billion pockets.
These huge, like, fucking bottle-bottom glasses.
Yes.
And, like, just this weird, like, wig?
It looks like a wig. Like
it did look like a wig.
It looks way too fucking poofy.
And the guy looked like, you know, like this, like, flamboyant... I'm not a barber. I'm a sculptist.
Yeah, he's always, like, kind of motioning with his hand and, like, kind of, like... touching his like face. Okay.
All right. Now we get your favorite scene.
Oh, I'm not done with this.
Okay.
I'm not done with this bullshit.
All right.
This might have worked. Might have worked if this scene wasn't so stupid, because if he like dunks his face straight into the blob, that might have been funny or cool, but we see nothing.
Oh, it cuts away. It just shows it on his arms a little bit.
Yeah, we see nothing.
We just hear both of them screaming, and then we go into the best, the best scene in the entire movie.
The bathtub?
Yep.
There's a guy in a bathtub dressed like a communist.
A fat, white guy dressed like a communist. He has a fez with a bunch of communist symbols.
Yes, and he has a tiny dog.
Yeah.
And his bathroom is, like, pink.
And he's listening to, like a Russian radio.
Like a fucking polka shit.
Yeah.
And immediately, I'm like, what the fuck is this? What is this shit? And then the blob starts, like, coming under the door.
Yeah, so...
And he, like...
He sends his dog. He's like, go check it. And then he, like, takes his shoe and throws it at the blob. And then the dog just tries chomping on the shoe.
Yes. And then he takes his phone.
And throws it at the window.
And, okay, I'm like, what the fuck is this? And I think it cuts to a different scene after this. For, like, one scene. I think it's them driving and saying some stupid bullshit. And then...
This is where he mentions the another avocado sandwich.
Okay, he mentions it again. And they do the scene, and then it cuts to one of the cops driving around.
And this fat guy just running around naked.
A fat, naked communist man running around naked.
Now, I'll also mention, this is also part of the ad-lib thing. His accent goes from Russian to American, like, so quickly.
Yes.
Like, sentences.
Yes.
Like, words.
Yes.
He'll be saying, like, something in, like, that he's speaking in a Russian accent, and then immediately the word directly after that is in an American accent.
That's prime improv.
Yeah.
Prime improv.
When you lose your accent that fast, yes. Yeah.
And then the cop, like, stops him, and there's some attempted comedy again. That scene ends.
Then we get the party scene, right?
This batshit insane party scene. When, I'm just going to say one thing. Drugs.
So, go in, the boyfriend and the girl that's freaking, she's still freaking out. The boyfriend just, like, I guess won't listen to her at all. Because, you know...
It's his birthday, and he just cares about going to his birthday party.
So they go in, and they start, like... His friends start picking him up and, like, carrying him around the room. While trying to get her into it, she's, like, freaking out.
She, like, runs away. She runs
upstairs. And this doofus gets set down, and they blow out candles and on a cake. And this doofus is like, oh, where's my girlfriend? Where's my babe? Where's my babe?
Wait, no. Where's my baby?
Where's my baby?
And he runs around saying, have you seen my girl? Have you seen my baby?
Have you seen my baby? Have you seen, what, Lisa? Or Liz? Or I don't even remember.
She had a name?
Yeah.
Excuse me.
Like, excuse me. Have you seen my baby? Have you seen Liz? Have you seen my baby?
And he finds her. And
he's like, kind of like, oh, what's wrong? Like, oh, what's wrong? It's like, you just saw your friends die in front of you.
And he decides that, like, okay, fine. I'll take you home. And this whole scene is like, it's just mayhem.
There's a guy dressed in a monkey outfit.
There's like, people just around. Jumping around and like, there's weird camera angles.
There's a guy she talks to that is like, oh yeah, I looked at my watch and then I noticed it was a full moon and I turned into a werewolf.
Oh, yeah. That happened.
So funny.
That was hilarious.
This is what you get when you get a bunch of comedians that don't. It doesn't work.
Comedy
works. Ah. And then, so they're leaving, and the guy's like, oh, well, she just doesn't feel well, so I'm going to take her home. And literally, the guy in the monkey outfit is like, she doesn't feel well.
She doesn't feel well.
She doesn't feel well.
She says she doesn't feel well. She
doesn't feel well.
She doesn't feel well. Like, fuck off.
Like, seriously, over. And over again.
Seriously, just blow it out your ass.
And then, the boyfriend's taking her home, And he's like, I'll make you an avocado sandwich.
But Will.
With bacon. on flaxseed toast with bacon.
Will, but here's the important difference. He finally says, with bacon.
And that cheers her the fuck up.
And that's
My god, she is so happy after he mentions bacon.
The previous times, he specifically said no bacon, and that bitch wasn't happy. But now he says bacon, and she just wants that dick, okay? That's the secret to life.
Bacon! I got it. Bacon is the secret key to life. Avocado sandwich with bacon. I got it. That is the meaning of life.
This movie is ahead of its time.
Here this movie is saying it's in 1972, but it's really in 3012.
Oh, man.
And we're in 2018.
Because you know, there's that whole joke about millennials and avocados. This shit's, it's on that game.
Like, avocado toast is an actual thing with hipsters. Yeah. But, like, they haven't.
Was it in 1972, though? Exactly. This shit is.
Avocado sandwich.
With bacon.
So next time you're hitting on someone, remember to go up to be do
yes.
And be like, hey babe, so I want to make you an avocado sandwich.
And if she, you have to say it like that. And then if she says, no, you're disgusting, what do you say, Will?
With bacon.
Oh my god, fuck me. That's it. That's it.
Okay.
And then the movie ends. No.
This is a giant advertisement for bacon.
Well, you mentioned advertisements. There is a lot of product placement in this, amusingly.
Later.
No, right now.
Oh, yeah, that's right, because the guy, like, the fuckface...
Yeah.
...is stacking up a bunch of Miller High Life.
How do you... Will, how do you know what's Miller High Life?
Because it's like... They literally put the camera... Where the angle of the box, you can see both sides that say Miller High Life.
Boxes.
Yeah, the cases.
Yes. Many of them.
Stacking up cases. We still have no idea who this guy is, by the way.
We're just talking to some asshole who apparently has a lot of beer cans in his car.
So the kids get to the beer, and they stop just short of knocking over the beer. And the guy's like, oh, well, you've caused a lot of trouble. And like, I'm not going to stand for this. You're not going anywhere. Yeah. And like, so the...
Well, guess what happens?
Can you please get out of the way? My girlfriend isn't feeling well.
Yeah.
And I need to go make her an avocado sandwich with bacon.
Yeah, if he was smart, he would have been like, oh, excuse me, sir. You may continue. But no, that fucker was like, you're not going anywhere.
They try to back up, and he goes, no, you're not going anywhere. So they run. Like, okay, and they just run over all his beer.
Yes. And it's fine. But what's stupid is the next scene. They're in the car, and what did they say? They say, like, who was that weird man?
Yeah, they're like, who, do you know that guy? You've
seen him 3 times.
Oh, you fuckers, you know who he is.
No,
you don't know
his
name, but you've seen him 3 fucking times.
Yep. Apparently they don't. So they get to their, his farm.
Oh, you forgot the scene with the hobos.
Oh, fucking Christ. Nothing. Bullshit. These hobos, are drinking, like, wine, getting
moonshine
drunk.
Something.
And then...
And one of the guys is, like, looking under this guy's, like, poncho, and he's like, he's just trying to find my wine.
One by one, they get killed by...
It's not important yet.
It's not important at all. So they get there, and then they have, like, a 20-second hug.
No, so, you forgot. She finds, you know, all this murder and death is going on, and she finds the perfect time to give him his birthday present.
Yes.
So she gives him that, and it's like, yeah, me and this girl worked on it, and, like, she's dead, but here's your overalls.
Yeah.
That have, like, butterflies and flowers all over them.
Flower power, baby.
Yeah. And, like, it's so funny, because when they're looking at the present, like, it goes to a wide shot of the car, and the top barn doors are just, like, opening as you see the blob in.
Yes.
Like, nothing's pushing it open.
No.
Because the blob is, like, kind of far back.
Yeah.
So, like, it's just opening.
Very ominous.
Yeah.
So ominous.
So, they
gives him a passionate hug.
Dude, I'm telling you, avocado sandwiches with bacon are going to get you that 20-second hug, and they're going to get you laid, man.
Apparently. There's no... Yeah, you're not going to get a makeout or anything.
Just a hug.
Because this is some vanilla shit. But you're going to get a hug.
A passionate hug.
Until a goddamn blob cock blocks you.
So the blob, like, starts dangling its little, like, blobby, jello-y, gelatinous dick down.
Very telling.
Because it wants some of the action,
too. It wants in. It's lonely.
So she... Her master plan is to roll up the window.
Yes. And then it, like...
starts covering the windshield.
The whole car is covered.
And then it starts going into the car, and she accidentally kicks on the AC.
Yes. And then it goes away.
And it goes away.
It's like, nah, fuck you. I'm leaving.
And that must be the most powerful AC in the world, because it just instantly, like, just instantly is on.
Well, yeah, I mean, you saw how, what happened later.
Yeah, well, I mean, we'll get to that.
Okay. So... keep in mind, this is where I kind of stopped taking notes, because this movie's bullshit. So,
should we just, like, kind of nutshell the rest of it?
Let's talk about the ending. Okay.
So, let's kind of, like, go through what happens. So, they go to a gas station, their friends get consumed by the blob.
He drives into the blob.
His girlfriend is all freaked out. She tries to go save him. She gets consumed by the blob. They call the sheriff. They say to meet the sheriff at the bowling alley.
There's a big thing at the bowling alley, apparently.
He tries to warn everyone at the bowling alley. People think he's crazy. And then the blob starts, like, going through the bowling alley. Like, everyone's running away. And then we'll get to this scene. And this is where we'll start.
Your favorite death. The balloon? Remember?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. There's chaos and commotion all over the place. And, like... the guy's like, what's going on? And then, like, you see a guy in a doorway, and there's, like, this just pink balloon that takes him over. They didn't even try on that one.
It doesn't even take him over. It, like, shoves him out of the way.
It's like a giant pink ball just, like, rolled him over.
It's like someone just, like, pushed it and then, like, rammed him out of the way.
Mm-hmm. So then they go, and they freak out, and they get up in... there's a remodeled ice skating ring.
That's not turned on.
Yeah. So the three... protagonist.
So, okay, they get there. The asshole from earlier with the beer.
He's the owner of the bowling alley.
He's the owner of the bowling alley, which is like the one joke that might have worked.
Yeah.
Because they get in there and then he, like, looks at them and it kind of, like, the guy does this, like, face of, like, are you fucking kidding me?
Yeah.
So he's the owner and then he's like, he finally believes them.
Yeah, well, because
that happens. I mean, and then there's a guy in a wheelchair. Remember?
Oh, he gets knocked over. He gets taken over. He's holding up a cross.
He's holding a cross at the blob, but it's futile. So, yeah, they're in these, like, in this, like, booth.
They're in, like, the observation booth where, like, the
announcer,
the loudspeaker is and everything. So the blob's taken over the ice rink, and all the cops are outside, and they're, like, wondering what to do. So the sheriff and the deputy get their riot gear on it, air quotes, riot gear.
It's
like a bulletproof apron.
A single apron.
Yeah, a single bulletproof apron and some shotguns.
Yes, and it's an apron because it is extremely long.
Oh, yeah.
Like.
And dangly. Yeah.
Yes.
So they go in, try and shoot the blob. They go back out because it doesn't work.
Bullets don't work.
And, so they're like, okay, we're going to burn it. So the blob starts getting into the booth, and they're like freaking out. He knocks over a fridge.
He knocks over the advertisement.
The Coke. There's also a skull advertisement on the wall, too.
The fridge has a giant sticker on it that says Coca-Cola. Massive. And he knocks it over, and a couple bottles break, and, like, the cold water...
the ice...
apparently touches the blob and it, like, slowly retreats. And that's when they figure it out.
Mm-hmm.
So his plan is to... he's gonna climb out of there and then, like, climb across the ice rink and turn on the rink.
The rink. Alright, so... do you want to rush through this scene, too, or no? So they get to the...
probably.
They get to the thing, he turns on the cold thing... It immediately freezes, and then they go out and stop the sheriff from, like, lighting the building on fire.
Okay.
And so...
I have a question for you, Will. Earlier, it shows us the Boy Scout campsite. everything is destroyed. Okay? We are led to believe that they, the kids are all dead.
I even asked, like, wow, they actually, like, were...
Everyone is dead.
Yeah.
Now, the scene happens. Suddenly, a bunch of fucking Boy Scout kids run out of nowhere.
Yeah. When they need a lighter.
Now, why? Why and what?
I don't know.
Was that just like a bullshit red herring?
Well, they mentioned the Boy Scout leader got eaten, but that's it.
I guess they just like fucking ran away or something?
I don't know, because we led to assume that they're all dead, and then they just appear out of goddamn nowhere.
Yes.
Just like, just right, they're just right there, right when the sheriff needs a lighter.
Yep.
And the lighter doesn't work, and so the other deputy that had a lighter the whole time
gives him a lighter. And then the guy just runs out and is like, fuck that, don't do it.
No, don't do it. We got it frozen in there.
So yeah, they go in there with like a reporter.
A crew, yeah, a camera crew and a reporter. And they leave one of the lights on.
The sheriff gets in this like heroic pose, and he starts doing a speech. And there's a light kind of pointed at the ice blob.
Can we talk about this for a minute, though?
Is there anything to talk about?
Yes.
Is there?
The blob is frozen, right?
Yes.
So, when the light
hit it... You're asking how the fuck it melts it? How it doesn't freeze again?
Yeah.
You know what my answer to you is? Go fuck yourself.
Like, the whole goddamn blob is frozen.
Yes, instantly.
Except for the ooze that leaks out of a light. So how, when it gets past the light, does it not freeze again?
Well, fuck yourself.
I get it, you know, the light melts the ice, fine, okay.
No.
But it would freeze after it got past the light.
Yes, it would. But you know what, Will? This movie is, no.
So he's giving a heroic pose, he's giving this stupid-ass ad-libbed speech. Or maybe that's the only part of it was scripted.
It seemed scripted.
It sounded like it wasn't ad-libbed.
It seemed scripted.
And they gets to his foot, and he looks down, and he just goes, oh, and then the end.
It says, the end, ?
Why does it say ? Alex?
Because the blob is alive again. Because a tiny light melted it enough to where the freezing thing below it apparently just doesn't matter anymore.
No.
So the message of the movie is that humanity deserves to die. Do you agree?
No.
Why?
Because then we wouldn't have avocado sandwiches with bacon on them.
Oy vey. Yeah, you're right.
That's the meaning of life. We figured it out. Mm. I can quit my job now.
Are you gonna eat avocado sandwiches for the rest of your life?
For the rest of my life. That's all I need, man.
With bacon?
It's the answer.
Okay.
It's the answer to all of life's questions.
Is it gonna give you money? Is money just gonna like spawn in midair?
I mean, yeah.
Okay.
Your only answer, it's not God anymore. It's avocado sandwiches with bacon on them. It cheers everyone up.
Look, let me pose an existential question. How can there be a God if this movie exists? Exactly. Exactly.
So, do I even have to ask what your final thoughts on this film are?
Fuck this movie. I hated this movie the first time I tried watching it. I hate it even more now.
It is absolute horseshit.
The one scene that I am, like, even remotely, like, passable towards is the bathtub scene with the fat communist. Because that scene is so random and weird.
It was actually kind of funny. Like, that's the only scene where I was like, oh.
It's kind of funny.
It's kind of funny. But they did the...
In how absurd it is.
Yeah.
Just... Other than that, there is nothing of value.
This movie can go straight to hell.
Yeah.
This movie, I wouldn't even wish this upon my worst enemies. Like,
yeah.
I can't.
I wouldn't dare compare this thing to either the original or the remake.
Oh, no.
It's not.
God, no.
It's not that.
They're just leagues better.
Yeah.
anything is, well, I mean, on our list, there's a lot of stuff that's actually worse, but a lot of stuff is better than this movie. I would watch almost anything other than this again.
I bet you missed Frogs.
I did, because at least Frogs had a script.
Yes, had a script. It had acting.
I mean, it was boring as all hell.
It had a plot.
Oh my god, it was... I still... It's so goddamn boring. But it's way better than this.
Has a plot?
If you do want to subject yourself to an hour and 27 minutes of sheer just... torture. Like, if you want to torture someone, it's free on YouTube.
Not torture. Fuckery.
Fuckery. Yeah, if you want to fuck around with people and be like, this movie's great, and then, like, just...
Tell your friends.
Subject them to it.
Tell your friends.
It's called Beware the Blob. Just search Beware the Blob. It's, like, the first thing on there. I'll post a link to the movie for whoever wants to watch it. It's a remastered version.
Oh, it looks great.
You know.
It's HD and everything.
Sure.
HD fuckery.
There's a reason only 25,000 people have looked at this. That's way too much, by the way.
That's a lot of people who are probably dead now. Because after watching this,
they probably watched about 10 minutes of it, and they were just like, I'm good.
Yeah, they joined a suicide cult.
Maybe.
About this movie.
Yeah.
And, you know, we've all subjected ourselves to this movie. Let's drink the Kool-Aid now.
Yeah.
That's what you do after you watch this thing.
Yeah, so that was Beware the Blob, circa 1972.
Did you say your final thoughts? I don't think you did.
Do I need to?
Yes, please.
It's absolute garbage. Mm-hmm. This is a garbage film. Like, it's on another caliber than what we watched, because at least what we've watched has scripts. Like, they actually tried to, like, make... movies. Like, I mean, they're bad, yeah, but, like, this one, they didn't even care. They're just like, you know what? The Blob was great, like, was okay. Let's try and make a spiritual successor and make it just the worst shit on the planet. So bad that we're gonna throw out our script, and I want to know how bad that script was that they had to throw it out and do ad-libbed scenes.
Can you imagine writing the barbershop scene?
Can you imagine filming that and not, like,
being like
wanting to, like, kill yourself? Like, imagine those takes. That might not even been the first take.
I am 99% sure every take in this movie is the first take.
They probably were, like, close to their deadline, so they were just like, we just gotta get this out.
I'm pretty sure every single take in this is the first take. Except for the special effects shots, they might have had to do some of those more than once.
That might be the remaster, though. This movie is absolute garbage. This is made by a filmmaker who hates film, who doesn't appreciate what it takes to make an actual movie. That's what I hate about this movie. I think this is why it's on one of my it has become part of my top five worst movies I've ever watched, up there with JC, because JC was garbage. It's just a garbage film. That's my final thoughts. No respectable human being should like this movie. I can respect Transformers fans more than I can respect people who can like this movie. That's saying something, because you gotta question their morals too. But seriously, morals or choices, I don't know.
Look. There is no such thing as Transformers fans, but
wow.
We have many movies rated lower than this that we've watched and will watch, which is strange.
I mean, we'll have to see, because I'm sure they're better than this.
Yes, I would bet my balls.
Yeah,
they are more watchable than this.
I would bet my left nut on that.
Because whatever our next movie is, I can guarantee you this, it will have a script, and it will have a plot.
Yeah. And it'll be better than this.
Regardless of how badly filmed it might be, it will have those basic movie things.
It'll be better than this blob of a movie. That's exactly what it was. So yeah, that was Beware the Blob, 1972. We loved it. No.
No, oh, it's the best.
It's terrible.
Don't forget to eat your avocados.
Avocado sandwiches with bacon. You gotta have the bacon.
You gotta have at least one strip good of bacon. Lesson from this movie.
Even if you're a vegan, just do vegan bacon. It's fine.
You know what? If you're vegan, you should just take the L and eat the bacon. Because, at the very least, you would know that you're paying tribute to the greatest sequel ever made. Ever made. Fuck Aliens. Fuck Terminator 2. Fuck
Godfather 2.
Fuck those normie movie shit.
Those pleb movies.
Pleb
movies. That's for pleb.
You know what this is?
It's for plebs.
This is true kino. Okay? Because, you see, when you have a script... It constrains too much. You know what I mean?
Yeah, plebs so, having script.
This movie is freedom.
Yeah.
Because...
true freedom.
Yes. Put the camera on people, just have them talk. It's true freedom. This movie loves freedom.
Yep.
Godfather 2 hates freedom.
This is a movie for Americans.
This is a movie for people who are not stupid communists. Like the Bathtub Man. Who sacrificed his tiny dog
so you know what?
To the blob.
Beware the Blob. One of my favorite movies now.
It is the best.
It's a celebration of life.
It is. It is. It makes me want to be a better person.
Yeah. Makes me want to watch better movies.
Is it hard? Because unlike someone, I did not make this movie. Therefore...
So you are a better person already.
I was, like, at the base level, I am a better person. Even if I leave this building right now and go and like, I don't know, get a speeding ticket, I will
be a better person.
I will still be a better human being because when that cop pulls me over, he'll say, "You know how fast you were going?" You know what I'll tell him? I don't give a fuck because I did not make Beware the Blob, and he will tell me, "You goddamn right."
You goddamn right.
You may continue, sir.
Here's your avocado sandwich with bacon. Now go on your way, sir.
Is he trying to fuck me?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, I see. That's a different movie, Will. It's a different kind of movie. It's probably a better movie than this. Anything. Because even those movies have scripts.
A lot of things are better than this movie.
Even those things have scripts.
Like, a lot of things. So, yeah. Some quick updates after we've gone on our tirade. If you haven't noticed, I've been posting a lot more on our new page.
Yeah, Facebook.
So our new Facebook page, it's facebook.com/TMCOAN. It's all capitals.
You should be able to just look it up through the search.
You can look it up through the search. Mm-hmm. Just search. They mostly come out at night. There is a link to our website. If you need that website, it's They Mostly Come Out at Night at podbean.com.
That's where all the podcasts
are. That's where all the podcasts are. I'll be posting the new podcasts on the page, but we've started with frogs. So,
yeah.
I'll also be dedicating a Instagram to our page, and I've already dedicated my Twitter to our podcast. So we're getting out there. I'm trying to make some original artwork so we can actually get promoted and stuff like that. So yeah, we appreciate all the support so far. Thank you guys so much, and we just love doing this. So
Will's just a regular whore.
I am.
You just want an avocado sandwich.
I want an avocado sandwich, but not just any avocado sandwich.
Bacon or bacon?
I want one with bacon on it.
Oh my god.
Because I love bacon.
Oh my god.
And that, I mean, that would get me wet.
Ugh.
But yeah, so exciting news. We're just trying to get everything kind of more off the ground, and I think we're going to keep on rolling with this.
Oh, yeah.
Keep on doing it.
Yeah.
So we're not even close to done yet.
If we can, I mean, we got many years.
Yeah.
We got, we're only in the 70s, so yeah.
But thank you guys so much for listening. This has been Will.
And this has been Alex.
And we will talk to you all later.
Bye!
Sandwich with bacon. No bacon.